Blog Talk Radio.
Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Pardon. Didn't we do this a couple weeks ago? Yeah, Beavis, we did. Chris decided to give us a second chance. He said he sees good in us. He just says we're lucky that, you know, we liked our show when we were on cable. Yeah, that guy's cool. what is this thing? Are we supposed to be talking about, are we supposed to be introducing him, or are we having the show tonight? I don't know, butthead. You tell me. I think it might just be our show tonight.
Wow.
Here, you want some coffee?
Yeah.
You got any sugar? Hang on a second. Here you go. Pour that in. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that crap is salt.
Oh yeah. Oh, here's the sugar. Bunghole. You got any more sugar? Here you go, Beavis. Take the whole bag. Dumbass.
Thank you.
Damn it, Beavis, stop acting stupid.
I am Cornfolio. I need tipata for my bunghole.
Dumbass. Let's just get the show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the Smartless with Chris S. Fleming.
Do you have TP? TP for my bunghole? Ow!
Bunghole. Damn it, guys. I told stop hitting each other.
Get up. I am going oil. Do you have TP for my bunghole?
Beavis, I will get you your TP later, okay? Just let me do my show, okay? Love you guys. Get out of here.
Ah, damn it, Beavis.
Oh, I'm going to kill you, little ass. Dumbass. Hey, what's up, people? This is the Smartless. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend. I am everything I say I am because I am a wrestling god. And tonight we will be covering the usual. And feel free to call in tonight at the number 646-915-9644. Once again, that is 646-915-9644. And how's everybody doing tonight? I know I'm doing well. I'm doing fantastically well. I just had a great week of work. Just got my paycheck today. I am going to the TSO concert tomorrow night, hopefully, if the bad weather does not get in the way. Hope all my best friends out there are listening. I know there are a lot of listeners out there tonight for me, hopefully. I thank each and every one of you for listening to my dumbass show and my stupid ass alone, because my stupid ass doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about half the time. I just spit random shit out because it makes you laugh, like it is right now. Ha ha ha! Okay. Now, what should I cover tonight? On a more serious note, guys, I just wanted to take this time to acknowledge the passing of Nelson Mandela, who was, if you guys don't know him, he was, you know, the first black president to run Africa, and he did some great things. He was a great man. You know, he's been in and out of jail, and he took a lot of he was one of those people that worked hard to change the world, and you know, he's kind of like a Martin Luther King Jr. in a way. You know what I mean? So, rest in peace to him. God bless him. My thoughts and prayers are with his friends and his family and everybody that knew him personally and loved him. And, yes, there's that. You know, that's my wish. There's my serious moment for tonight. Anyway, back to the humor. Okay. What do we cover tonight? Randy Orton versus John Cena at TLC, and the titles will be unified. Now, I'm seeing a lot of complaining about this, and I'm thinking, what's the problem? I mean, I mean, you got the IWC should be happy with it. It's the guys, it's the two guys that you can't stand the most going at it. Matter of fact, this is a lose-lose situation for the IWC because if Cena wins, they're going to lose their minds. If Randy Orton wins, they're going to lose their minds too. Man, this is going to be so damn amusing. I can't wait to see the outcome of this match. I don't give a shit who wins. I just want to see them lose their fucking minds. Shout out to my brother, Quan Chang, if you're listening, man. I miss you. I wish I could come and see you in Buffalo eventually, man. I'll be out there at some point, you know. Say hi to OSPW for me, and guys, keep me in your thoughts. I'm always thinking about you guys. Anyway, let's go to the IWC Lights page to search for some dumbass shit. Let's go. Wait. Go. Come on. Slow ass computer. And excuse me while I wait for my slow ass computer to speed up. I'm just going to sing some random songs. Unconditionally,
I will love you unconditionally. There is no feeling.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. I know I suck. Yeah, you'll get over it. Anyway. Oh, here's an interesting post. IWC Dumbass of the Day. And it doesn't say who it's from, but nonetheless, it's stupid, so I'm going to read it. Maybe, .. If Cena would keep his mouth shut and let this match happen, Cena can't figure out why legends turn him down every WrestleMania. He doesn't realize he wants to win by the script, not by the sportsmanship. Now, you know The Rock appeared with an ED at the end on Raw after this year's WrestleMania. I was hoping Cena be out this year. I'm losing my brain cells from reading this bullshit. That's why I'm stuttering so much. Maybe this match and other dream matches would happen if Cena, not if, Cena isn't a good person in reality. Different from TV character, you know. Really now? So you must know him in real life, huh? You must travel back and forth with him. Did you go to high school with him? Did you go see movies with him? Did you bowl with him? Did you go out to eat with him? You know this guy personally? Please tell me how he is in real life, simply from knowing what you read on the internet. Tell me. I'm begging you. I want to know. He must be a... Man, you know what? This guy is right. Cena is a terrible person. I mean, I've seen the footage of him not long ago when I was Googling random YouTube videos of him selfishly helping a Make-A-Wish kid to get his wishes granted, sitting by him in his bedside, talking to him, signing his autograph, hanging with him, doing this, doing that, and also granting the wishes of other wish kids. He obviously did it for his own selfish benefit because he doesn't care nothing about those kids. And he doesn't love the job he does. And he can't wrestle. He only has 5 moves to do, just like Stone Cold Steve Austin did. And he's just such a big piece of shit. Oh, and his best friend, Randy Orton, apparently, he holds people back. He holds people back, just like Triple H. Yeah, I'm the game, Triple H. And I hold people back. And I can smell up your ass. My own is so damn big. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the Macho Man Randy Savage would say. All right, let's move on to some more dumbass shit. Here's another interesting post from November 23rd. The IWC Dumbass of the Award Day goes to Joshua Townsend. Is this Joshua or Joshua? Who fucking cares? Proceed. Something seriously needs to fucking change in the WWE because they are completely doing shit wrong with their business. If it was me, which it ain't, by the way, keep in mind this guy thinks he's better. This is one of the people that thinks he's a better booking events, apparently. Continue to read. If it was me, I would bring back ECW, have it be 3 hours again, and have it be fucking hardcore and extreme before also bring 3 titles in, including the ECW World Heavyweight Championship, number 1, Hardcore Championship, number 2, the European Championship, number 3, the Cruiserweight Championship, and bring in the NXT wrestlers into ECW as well, because they because that would be amazing to see, and it would help double the ratings in the WWE and make things go back up as well, along with having Wade Barrett come back and take the World Heavyweight Championship from John Cena and Brock Lesnar, take back the WWE Championship from Randy Orton. Keep reading. Now, this is seriously what needs to go on in the WWE, and have Brock Lesnar be the champion one more time, and also have him hold the World Heavyweight Championship as well for 5 times, because that's what we need to see in the company. Seriously, no more of this repeat bullshit of history in the WWE, because it is really fucking boring, and we need something, need to see something new. Who the fuck is we, first of all? You don't talk to me. I've said this on a number of occasions on this show. You don't talk about me. You don't talk for me. Nobody talks for Chris S. Fleming, all right? There is no we. I walk alone, all right? Anyway, continue reading. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, unlike some of the fucking people that think they hired to work for the company because they are fucking lazy and doing a shitty job, and I have no idea what to come up with either. But when it comes to having a great company, you know, you have to know what you're doing and making the matches great as well. I know I've asked this over a million times, but I'm going to ask again, how the fuck would you know, huh? And borrowing some phrases from my good boy, good Mike Work, who is also another one of me, and I'm a clone of his, that's what I consider myself. How the fuck was your dumb little ass still living in your mom's basement, who's probably never even seen a tit, and you can't even heave your fat ass off the couch, borrowing that from you, Quan Chang, if you're listening, you can't even heave your fat ass off of your couch to even go to the mailbox in the afternoon, or even go to work in the morning if you got a fucking job. Your job is probably sitting in front of your computer 24/7 whacking off the 8 Windows incest porn. Now, IWC, anti-IWC people, what do you suppose we do about these people? I don't know. Like I said, the number is 64695. Excuse me, let me start over, because I'm losing brain cells from these dumbasses. The number is 646-915-9644 if you want to call in and give your comments. And if you are an asshole, please do not come in. Well, matter of fact, go ahead and call in, because I own your stupid ass anyway. Anyway, let's scroll down and see if there's anything else. Let's read this. From November 7th, Jeremy Raleigh, the IWC dumbass of the day. The numbers don't mean shit. I'm right. Cena has to turn heel. If I say Cena sucks as a face, he fucking sucks as a face. In all caps. PG ruined him. It has no place in wrestling and never will. We don't want to see, once again, don't fucking talk for me, you stupid ass. Nobody talks for me. Every time I hear the word we coming from one of these jackasses, it makes my blood boil, and I'm not even playing. That's fucking serious. There is no we. I walk alone. I got my friends behind me, but there is no we. Unless you're one of my friends or one of my best friends, and I know you, I do not like you. And I do not respect you. And you've done nothing to earn my respect. But continue reading. We don't want to see wrestlers pandering to little kids. We want hardcore violence, cuss words, boobs, blade jobs. If you know what the fuck that is, which most of you probably don't, I'm not even going to explain it because it's none of your fucking business. That would make the great Muda proud. Maybe some of you, back to that part for a second, maybe some of you do know. And if you're a smart mark that doesn't know, fuck you. But if you're a real wrestling fan, a rational one that actually makes some fucking sense and you do know what it is, then all I can say is congratulations. You might actually have some understanding of the wrestling business. But to keep reading this, we want TV14/MA back. And in response to that, on the IWC Logics page, called a whamulance, and someone changed his kid's diaper. Congrats, Jeremy. You are the IWC dumbass of the day. Sorry, guys. I just got to take a moment to soak this in. Please please, let's all have a moment of silence for all the IWC whiners who have their panties in a bunch right now and are probably or have already drinking bleach and used razor blades to kill themselves because John Cena has the World Heavyweight title and Randy Orton has the WWE title and they're going to go off in the main event of Survivor Series and either one of them is going to win, and so it doesn't matter. They're probably going to blow their heads off anyway no matter who wins. So let's have a moment of silence for the ones who have already killed themselves and for the ones who are going to kill themselves after tables, ladders, and chairs. My bad. I meant tables, ladders, and chairs. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scatter off the bowl and make a mess. So I say quietly, agree politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. You pushed me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing. You held me down, but I got up. Hey! Already pushing up the dust. Oh, wow. Down with the sickness. Down with the sickness. Down with the sickness. Down with the sickness. Hey. Oh, you missed a backstabbing son of a bitch. I'm sorry. Was this supposed to be a moment of silence? Oh, I forgot. Hey, Chris. How's the show going? Guys, it's a moment of silence, butthead.
I am Cornholio.
Beavis, I'm doing a show here, man.
Wow.
You're doing a show?
Yeah. This is going to rule. We're going to be on TV, aren't we?
Dude, you were just here with the headsets on. Obviously, it's not on TV. It's on radio. Jesus. You two, you guys tricked me out.
Are there any chicks listening to this? Hey, baby. Does anybody want to see my unit?
You know what, Butthead? I'm pretty sure the smart marks will want to. I mean, because at least you guys are trying to get some pussy. They couldn't get any pussy even if they tried. The only people that they have to make love to is their hands. And maybe a bottle of lotion, if they do that. Man. Also, another serious time in this broadcast where I want to take this time to acknowledge the death of Fast and Furious star Paul Walker. You know, great actor, great guy. I was really shocked to hear about his death. And, you know, I can't even imagine how his family and his young daughter must be feeling right now. I mean, I can't even watch the movies right now because I'm just so shook up about it. And I want to also take this time to send out my thoughts and prayers to his family and his friends and his co-stars and anybody that knew him, loved him, supported him, hugged him, kissed him, anybody that cared about Paul Walker. And I'm taking the time to acknowledge both people, both Nelson Mandela and Paul Walker. Rest in peace to you guys. You will not be forgotten on the impacts that you've made worldwide. And now, back to your regularly scheduled program. Anyway, guys, anybody want to call in? Anybody? Want to help me do the show? Anybody? Anybody want to help me do the show? Nobody? Okay, I guess I got the spotlight on myself. Anyway. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just doing whatever I want to simply because I can. I can. Yes, I can, because it's my show, and we have 10 minutes, and if I want to sit here being fucking quiet for the rest of these 10 minutes, I can, but I'm not going to, because my fans need me, and they want to listen to me, and they came here for a show, and that's what they're going to get, a show. Now put your hands in the air, and smack a smart mic like you just don't care. Smack, smack, smack. Now kick him in the face, kick him in the face, kick, kick. Now kick them in the nuts. Wait, they don't have any nuts. Never mind. Oh, man, what else should I cover? Man, anybody else? Anybody want to? Okay. I'll run back to the IWC Logics page and see what else I should cover. See if there's any other stuff from fans, posted by fans. Okay. What is William? William Moulton. If that's how you pronounce it, brother. Let's see. What did you post? We want Wade Barrett back. Barrett returns. His new gimmick sucks. Hashtag IWC Logic. And the IWC Logic replies, just wait till Brodus becomes that monster heel they've all wanted him to be and starts, quote, burying guys like Hawkins and Tatsu. Oh, yeah, they're going to complain a bitch about that. Oh, this is a funny shirt. If Cena wins, we complain online. Really? Is this really from the WWE? Is this really a licensed product from the WWE? If it isn't, damn. Oh, man, they should make something more stuff like this. Every wrestler I love is buried. How about that? Hashtag IWC Logic. What else do we have here? I would like to nominate Jerichoholic from the WWE Legends for the IWC Dumbass of the Day Award based on this post. WWE Legends. I'm sick of the WWE making Orton look like a bitch ever since he won the title. He used to be a legend killer, and now it seems he needs help from Triple H and Stephanie to win, which is just stupid. Randy is playing the heel. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time I checked, the heel's job is in a nutshell is to get you to not like them. Damn. Last I checked, that really was the heel's logic. Oh, wait, because heels have to be cool. Heels have to be cheered. They have to be cool heels. Didn't I discuss this a couple of weeks ago on the show when I said to all you fucking dumb motherfuckers who think everybody's cool as heel? Let me tell you something. You're thinking like fans. You're not thinking like a logical human being. You're thinking like fans and what your sick, stupid egos and your dumb minds want. You don't care about what's good for business. You don't care about what's good, what's going to make money. All you care about is what's good for yourself. And that's primarily going out to the dumbass smart marks that I'm fucking around with right now. Let me address this. Randy Orton is a heel. My friend Quan Chang and my veteran friend who I learned so much from is a heel. And he would agree with this. The whole purpose of a heel is to get you to dislike them. Heels are not supposed to be cool. They're not supposed to be admirable. They're not supposed to be the hero. There's not supposed to be anything beautiful, pretty, or amazing about a heel. Alright? If you're booing them, good. If you know it's a show and you like them, still boo them. Because I do. You know why? Because that's how you put them over. Cheering them does not put them over. It only exposes you for the dumbass wrestling fan that you are and the fact that you think you know everything and you know that it's just a show. You're not supposed to know. It's really not supposed to know that it's just a show. So act like you don't know it's just a show. Give them the heat that they want. They will love you 10 times more. I promise you that. And then when they turn babyface, cheer them to high heaven. You get what I mean? No? That's no surprise. Anyway, let's go down the line some more. How many more minutes do I have? 5 minutes. Okay. The thought of a unification match between Cena and Orton is driving the IWC suicidal. We may witness a shortage of bleach and razor blades. Didn't I just talk about this not long ago? Like, literally on this very same broadcast, I brought that up. Hey, Walmart employees, if there's anybody out there that works at Walmart, Target, or any sort of retail, the night after TLC, which I can't really remember what the date is for TLC, but all I know is by the end of December, you're going to be very, very short on bleach and razor blades, because there's going to be a massive amount of suicides out there, and the majority of them will be from wrestling fans because of these two names. John Cena and the other name, Randy Orton. Those two names are the death of the IWC right now. They are the IWC's worst nightmare. And at TLC, that worst nightmare will come true, no matter who wins that match. Whether it be Randy Orton, whether it be John Cena, there's going to be a massive amount of suicide all across the United States and probably all around the fucking world. And as far as I'm concerned, IWC, kill yourselves. I don't give a shit. You know why? And here's why I don't care. I've had so many ridiculous encounters come from being in wars with you guys. That's to the point where you guys throw personal insults. You wish death upon people. You wish death upon each other's family members or family members of mine. You make race an issue. You throw racial slurs out there. You throw gay slurs out there. You insult one's career, especially if it's a wrestler. You insult their careers because they don't agree with you. I would know because I've seen it. And let me tell you something, IWC. When somebody in the business is trying to educate you on how things really are, shut the fuck up and listen, okay? One thing you do not do and you do not ever do, you do not disrespect the people involved. That plays a tremendous part in how you truly feel about the wrestling business, okay? I don't give a fuck who you think you are. I don't give a fuck how much you love it, how much you think you love it, how much you know, how much you think you know. All that plays a huge part in how you truly feel about the wrestling business, and not only that, but what your attitude is in life overall. And somebody with that attitude, you know what that tells me? They're either emotionally disturbed, number one. Number two, they have no life. Number three, they probably get bullied and beat the fuck up a lot. Or number four, they're just fucking stupid. But with that being said, this match at TLC will be the ultimate IWC death pipe bomb. And at TLC, John Cena and Randy Orton are going to flip the switch, which will blow the bomb, which will blow the IWC, not to high heaven, but all the way to the fiery depths of hell. Let me read a few little more things before we go off the air. Bash is Cena for doing five moves. Treats Hulk Hogan like a god. IWC logic. And not only that, but also treats The Rock, Austin, Bret Hart, some of the greatest wrestlers in the world really only had five moves. And Good Mic Work said this. The greatest pro wrestlers in the world really only had five moves, and they were hit every time in every single match. You get it? Oh, John Cena, he only does five moves. So does CM Punk. He got five moves, too. You don't say shit about him. Hypocrite, bitch, punk, pussy, ass, cocksucking little motherfucker. Yeah, I'm cussing. You know why? Because it's my show and I can do what the fuck I want. This is an M-rated show. Parental advisory. Let me say that in proper say. Parental advisory. Parental discretion is certainly advised, but once again, we'll completely fucking ignore it. We'll be completely fucking ignored. But I'm about to go off the air, guys. I appreciate you guys listening to me tonight. If you guys want to call in and be a part of the show by next week, 646-915-9644 is the number, all right? I love you guys. I'm about to get up out of here. No, I'm not gone. Okay, now I'm about to be gone, guys. I'll see you guys later, man. God bless. And I will see you next week. Peace, biatches.